Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I don't have that much bread. If you need cash, I'm not
your guy.
Well,
it's payday today.
Yeah. Allocate, but go ahead.
Are you the kind of guy that when you get the paycheck, 80% of it's spent?
90.
I got you.
90, Steiny. Yeah. Go ahead. What you got, baby?
Let me ask
Came
you a question.
Came out with a question.
I want to get some input. What? Here. Who's the best wide receiver in football?
Right now, I would say the Niners will see him Sunday in Minneapolis, Justin Jefferson, for my liking right now.
Justin Jefferson.
J.J. Jay Deuce.
Who's the best running back in football? Come on, just say the guy I want you to say.
Jordan Mason.
Wow, look at Evan Early. I'm going to say,
come on, just.
Mixon.
No.
McCaffrey.
Yeah,
good God. What kind of part? Yeah. He was hurt. That's why I forgot about it. Yes. It's definitely McCaffrey.
Okay, so we got the Vikings and we got the Niners.
-5.5.
And we got the best running back in football.
Yeah.
He might not play, but for the sake of today, he's playing as far as I'm concerned because he hasn't been ruled out. Who would you rather have, Justin Jefferson or Christian McCaffrey?
Ooh, wow. I'm going to go with the wideout.
Wideout
makes it. It stretches the defense. I'm going Justin Jefferson. Why do you ask that? Because it's hard. And you know I defend running backs. I don't like the whole pay scale. They do matter. But, Steiny, there's something about you got to have a passing game to be able to, you know, stress out the defense more so than the run. Because real quick here, as great as McCaffrey is, if you got a good O-line, let's just call McCaffrey in this instance a 10. I got him as a 10. If you got a 7.5, your offense can still function. I don't think that way on the outside. If you got Jefferson at a 10 and then you bring in a guy like one of us at a 7.5, I think that hurts you. You can't climb the highest mountain, Aretha Franklin.
That was ain't no mountain high enough.
Right. Same thing. The mountain is high. Yeah, talk to me.
If you ask me, you can have McCaffrey or Jefferson, I think I'm taking McCaffrey.
And nobody will throw anything at you, but I can't wait to hear the science behind
There's no
answer.
Science other than
football science.
How many catches a game does Jefferson average? Touches.
Oh, I would say at least, seven to nine.
And McCaffrey has 25 touches. Like that's pretty much the only reason, honestly. I would take McCaffrey.
But what if Justin Jefferson has that Randy Moss effect and a lot of those catches are going for tugs?
Vikings are multiple Super Bowl winners with Moss?
No. But the Niners were with Jerry Rice. Now we can get into just look at the last Super Bowl winners in the last decade and tell me how many McCaffreys, have won the trophy. It's startling. And I don't like the answers, but it's kind of lead me to make, and I want to speak for Evan, but we were in the green room. He kind of would take a receiver over and run it back if I got him down correctly. So, Steiny, I'm going with the wideout, man. And I think that's why they get paid the way they do in other positions as opposed to a running back. Look at Steiny, when was Jordan Mason drafted?
He wasn't.
See, that's what, and again, it was one game. It was a great game for him, but let's say he shows the world you guys missed, and he gets 1,000 yards if he got the opportunity, what would that say? That if you're in a good system, maybe you don't need OJ or McCaffrey or Roger Craig to get to the promised land.
So then, do you think the 49ers have a good O-line that can run block?
I believe so. What they get the streets say. They've went to a Super Bowl when they had Mostert and Elijah Mitchell.
Why'd they make, and I'm going to argue against myself. Then why'd they make McCaffrey the highest paid running back?
Because, Ostani, he has an impact. He's phenomenal. And it gave him a different dimension, and they should have had a Super Bowl by now. I want to call him, and I'm not. I hope.
Well,
he's a difference maker.
But he's part of the reason they didn't win the Super Bowl last year.
Because of a fumble.
Yeah. I don't know. And I get it. The league has changed, and wide receivers are huge, and it's not just the passes they catch. It's the routes they run to make the defense move around.
The threat.
Here's the other thing that I put into it, too, is do you want Justin Jefferson at 35 or McCaffrey at 16 mil?
Mm.
You know, I don't know.
I like that. But
I mean, I know the 49er running, or not 49er, I know the NFL's running backs have been undervalued. But I still think the guys who are at the top, like, you can't tell me Saquon Barkley right now is not going to make a difference for the Eagles, going from the Giants to the Eagles.
Right. But they went to a Super Bowl without Saquon Barkley. They had a good runner.
No, you're right. You're not going to be wrong.
And the Niners are the exhibit A of they went to, and not, again, I know I'm stuck in the past. Now, Frank Gore, I'm putting him in the McCaffrey category. The Niners under Frank Gore, they should have a Super Bowl. They didn't. Running backs do matter. But, no, Sonny, Frankie is.
But it feels like. You're the man of two scoreboards.
Yeah.
So the Niners have won 5 Super Bowls.
Lost 3 in a row.
The Guru scoreboard has them at 9 Super Bowls, apparently.
No.
So Frank Gore should have won one.
Oh, they were at the 12.
And they should have won in. So they should have won in 12, 19, and 24.
Yeah, no.
But there's probably a random year thrown in there you think they probably should have won.
I got 3, it should be 8.
But they should have won it the year Brock got hurt in the NFC Championship.
But you wonder. But no. The bottom line is, can I tell you why this came up for me
of course.
Real quick? And I don't want to sound like I'm dissing McCaffrey. But my biggest fear and why I calfgate before the season started and I was really worried about it, I was like, as he goes, the Niner go. And what came away Monday night glaring is that if McCaffrey somehow was hampered, let's just say this whole season, or he's not himself, the Niners with J.P. Mason or whatever they got in their stable are still going to be a problem. And that's a compliment to Kyle, the system, and the rest of the team.
I mean, I feel like when we talk about running backs, I'm not saying you're wrong. In fact, I think you're right. But that's really what's gotten me to thinking. You know, I like McCaffrey.
Yeah, we love him.
But the reality of the situation is the 49ers didn't even draft Jordan Mason.
Wow, man.
He wasn't even drafted. And he comes in and runs for 147 yards the moment McCaffrey misses a game.
And Evan brought up Pacheco from the Chiefs. The dude's a featured back.
I mean, it's just making me rethink.
I don't like it either.
Like, on the one hand, McCaffrey. Who's the most important guy in the 49ers? Well, it's either Purdy or McCaffrey. And I'm sorry, and I want to know what 49er fans think of this. I mean, is it as simple as he can plug a guy in there? We know that Kyle Shanahan, his first 5 years with the Niners, had 5 different leading rushers.
Yes, he did.
Then they went out and they got McCaffrey, a bona fide star. And they continued to run like they've always run, and now they have a threat out of the backfield. But, like, they've always been able to run, even without McCaffrey.
So it's the system.
Maybe you shouldn't have paid McCaffrey this summer.
Ooh.
And I'm not saying because of the injury. Whoa. I'm just saying
Well, it's a short sample size right now, right? Minnesota loads the box with six D linemen, and now they got a pass, and there's going to be a game. It's coming, Stoney, to where if McCaffrey's not on the field, you're going to feel that. But I guess we're going on history under Kyle and what transpired Monday night.
Exactly, and that's kind of my thing. I don't think it is a small sample size. I think it's a small sample size, Jordan Mason, obviously, but it hasn't been a small sample size for Kyle Shanahan proving that he can figure out a way to run the football with just about anybody. All right, so we'll pick up this discussion on the other side. But 49er fans, if I gave you the choice, you could have McCaffrey or Justin Jefferson. Are you taking the receiver? Are you taking the receiver?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.